Yeah, what's up, homie?
This is AP.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
If this is P, let me hear you say,
Yeah. What's going on, man?
What's up, P? Why you sound like you sleep? You out there making money. You ain't supposed to sound like you sleep.
Man, I'm chilling, homie.
Come on, man. P, you sound like you just were like, AP, they nah. Said your name on the radio. Call in.
Come on, man.
Happy birthday to P. Happy birthday to P. Happy birthday, Master P. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Many more.
Yeah, man.
What up, P? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling right now, man. Enjoying the sun. That's
What does a No Limit Soldier do for his birthday?
I'm just chilling with the family, man, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do a little later, but just chilling with the family. That's it.
P, speaking of family.
Yeah.
Speaking of family. There's no way to get away from it. You know you already all over the media these days. A lot's been said about your relationship with the wifey, bruh.
Man, come on. Y'all know better than that. Why y'all even buying into all that, man?
I ain't buying into nothing. You know, when I see something, I say, man, I see something, but I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah,
but,
well, I mean, it ain't nothing. Be honest with you, man. You know, I think... If, I mean, everybody that come from the hood could deal with this situation. Y'all probably had a situation where it don't work with a woman or something. But just with me, when you have a lot of money, you're going to go through a lot of different things. And it's going to, you know, you media frenzy. But you got to look at it. When you're trying to protect somebody for so many years and people just don't want change, man. Just like I said, you know, I mean, they know the rest of my family. I done hear that for 20-something years. But when somebody don't want change, man, what you want me to do? I'm just trying to take care of my kids. That's the most important thing with me.
Well, let
you know
me,
what I'm saying? And like I said, I mean, that's the real part about it, homie.
Well, let me ask you this, because I did see the one thing. It's like the kids, there was something about the kids were taken away or something like that. But then you put on Instagram or something, I don't know where, that the kids were cool and nobody was taken against their will or anything like that. The kids are happy to be where they are. I think that's with you right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's kind of odd for kids to want to be with their dad. I mean, to be honest with you, man, I got so much stuff to do. I got to play both parents, and I don't really have the time, but I do it because I love them to be in a safe environment. You know what I'm saying? Man, sometimes in life, you know, even though you get to a certain level in life, you can't just party and play and get high and all that stuff going to catch up with you.
Right.
I just feel like even my other daughter that's dealt with her, you know, she learning bad habits, she making bad grades. You know, I just think as a parent, man, you got to put your trust in God and be the best parent, even if you're doing other stuff. You know, even when I was out there on the streets, while at night, I'm sending my kids to school, I'm taking care. So the people that know me, they know I'm a giver, man. And, you know, when they get that time to my kids, like I say, if you do the right thing, you know, I give you everything. I'm not even tripping on. I don't live for money. I make money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about taking care of my kids. I think that's the most important thing. And kids know that. My kids want to be in a safe environment. You know, I ain't trying to have nobody around my kids smoking, getting high. I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach my kids something right. And if people don't understand that, then you know what? I don't respect whatever they say. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's about doing what's right, and I'm putting it in God's hand. I've been hiding that secret for 20-something years, and now I can't do it no more. You know what I'm saying? A person got to grow up, wake up, be a better parent, you know, be a better person. And that's what life is about.
P, how hard is this situation for you then? I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, people see you as the businessman, but now you're going through this family drama that's playing out kind of publicly.
Well, you know what? It's hard for, but that's the ignorance because I never showed nobody her situation. Her and her family know her situation. You know what I'm saying? But I dealt with it for over 20-something years, man, trying to find our help. Sometimes people just don't want nothing, you know? I mean, you seen the movie Scarface with a lady sitting in the room and just doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, after a while, what you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on something for real. I'm growing. You got to grow with me. You know, I ain't on no nigga. My thing is, see, women out there, y'all know that if you, you know, sometimes people think, I think it's kind of difficult for people to see because kids and most fathers are not in this position to where they want to take care of their kids. And I am. I live my whole life to be successful, to take care of my kids. Like I told you about my family, I'm spending my day with my family. But it's sad, man, you know, when you got to go on the road and you got to be worrying about your kids, not about what type of environment they in, what kind of people they with. And I'm beyond that, man. It's 2014. I'm not doing that no more. I'm doing what I got to do as a man and a parent. I'm teaching my kids the right way. Even I'm not perfect, you know that. I'm not, but when it comes to my kids, I'm doing what I got to do, and I think that's the most important thing. And a lot of people don't understand because they don't know what's really happening in your house.
That's right.
They don't know what's going on. I had the relatives to be down here with my kids, man, out and go on the road, so I might as well get a relative that money because she never been a parent to my kids.
Oh, wow.
She just want to party. And if y'all know those kind of people, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. But we don't talk about those people because they're family. And I also got to do the right thing. My kid's mother, she gonna always be my kid's mother. But I'm not about to give you no money and just let you go hang out with your boyfriend. I ain't been with this woman in 7 years, man. So y'all gotta look at it. I'm not gonna pay money for you to go hang out with some people. You know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna give you some money, it's gonna be because you're doing the right thing. That's why I'm saying go take the drug test. Have all of them all over again. That's the type of hustle I am. But I have to give her that tough love because, you know, people looking, okay, I'm about to be her friend now. I'm about to go kick her. She's about to get this money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The type of things. That's the embarrassing part of it. You work so hard to let somebody just destroy that and go give it. And we worked hard to make it out the hood to come back to the same stupid stuff. It ain't.
You're right. Well, Pete, I'm going to say good luck to you. I hope, you know, it's in a position that you in is terrible when, you know, your life plays out in public. So, we, you know, your life are entertainment, as the saying goes, unfortunately, and people sit by and, you know, they gather opinions about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, a lot of guys going through this, man, and a lot of women going through this. You know, you have somebody have a person who grow up on the other side of the relationship. You know, and my thing is, this shouldn't be about money. This should be about you playing your part as a parent. And, you know, I think when people see me, this Master P, then all these lawyers come out. But I put you in this community.
Mm.
You never would have got to this community if it wasn't for me. You was happy being in the hood. And a lot of relatives, man, I took them out the hood, and they don't appreciate it because they don't know what it takes to work to get there. And then when they get there, man, they're ungrateful. And that's what this is. You can't say not one good thing. This man took me out. Like, really, like, when have you been in the studio? When have you been on the road? You know, when have you been in any charity things giving back? You never had the time to do it. I mean, have y'all ever seen her on the road with me? No, you can't pull up one thing. All the charity things, all the things that Romeo did, because she ain't had time to do that. And it's sad, it's embarrassing, man, that you got exposed that. And even with my kids, like you would think that my kids are old enough. My daughter's 17 years old, man. She don't want to be there. She don't want to be, because not that she love her mama, but she know, you know what? She need to be taught the proper way. She's almost grown. And she got to go do the right thing, man. But, you know, man, I'm really not tripping on all that right now. I'm about enjoying my day, doing the right thing. And anybody listening, any guys that listen, know you got baby mama drama. Nobody never going to want to do the right thing. Nobody going to say, oh, but he been a good dude, even though we're not together no more. You know what I'm saying? Sad, it's embarrassing. I'm going through this, and I ain't been with this woman in 7 years. So I wonder what the other guy older, you know, that's been with her for 7 years. I'm curious.
Wow.
But that, people don't look at it that way. You know, I'm still taking care of her, man. Think about it. After 7 years, she got all these boyfriends and stuff. I'm still taking care of everything. And you just going to get out there and bash me because some lawyers or some friends tell you that. Man, sometimes, you know, you got to look at the people that's really looking out for you. I mean, not too many men going to do what I'm doing. Going to walk you out, enjoying your life, doing your thing. You know, you got somebody still taking care. You got a roof over there. You got a car, you know, you got money, you got things, you know, but I'm not gonna take care of your party stuff. I'm not.
All right.
All I'm asking you to just take care of my kids, man. Get them to school on time. Make sure they get good grades. Take church on Sundays. That's it. You know, you do that, I'll give you whatever you want.
But P, handle your business out there, man. I'm glad you called up here and clarified. You called up here quick. We got that mix on. I said one word. I like, that's P. Yeah, it was P.
Yeah. That's what it's about. And I appreciate all the fans out there that really understand what's going on, support us. Man, I'm a businessman. I shouldn't have to be going through this, but it's life. I'm not. It's life, you know. It's about the people you choose, you know. I can take it back, but I just that she can educate herself as a person, knowing that Romeo is your son, knowing Master P, you know, is a part of your life. You know what I'm saying? You need to be able to do something and bring something to the table. That's the only thing I'm saying. That's the only way we're going to build a generational wealth. And if you can't do that, then you need to move on and be appreciative, whatever. We're going to help no matter what. But if you don't want to grow with us, you know, could we, you know, I don't want to be like the rest of these entertainers. I'm trying to do something with life. So every time, even if I lose, I get up that hustle, man, and make something happen. And that's you don't down people. Oh man, you ain't doing this. Okay, help me, teach me what you want me to do. You know, show me. But if you're not gonna add and get out here and work and hustle with me, then don't try to embarrass us, shame us because you're not doing right.
I got you, P. All right, your phone breaking up a little bit, P, but we got you. You strong with it. When you get back in town, holla at your boy. But good luck to you. I still hope that the family can work this out and things quiet down a little bit, so to speak. But, man, I appreciate what you do, man. Keep doing what you do, man. God bless you. Good luck to you, too, P.
For sure, homie.
All right, bro.